I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
There's a story this morning. This is what Jamie and I were talking about off air just now. And she's gotten a little hot into the collar.
Yeah, I didn't realize I say the F word that many times, like you pointed out. Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, sorry.
And I got to make sure these microphones are off sometimes. I really do. There's a story this morning, and I find it to be horrible, and how some people are looking at this and saying, well, it's really no big deal if you think about it. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. In St. Louis, undercover video from another kid, like a five-year-old, somehow had a phone and videotaped it. You've got teachers egging on these kids with boxing gloves on, and they had created a fight club.
Yeah.
At a daycare center. Not even a junior high, senior high, whatever. It's a daycare. And you got these kids, these little kids beating the crap out of each other.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
And that one poor little kid is down, and that one kid is just pummeling him and won't let up.
The kid that's down never gets a punch in.
Never. And the teacher.
All he does is just cover his head, hoping that this kid stops beating on him. And the teacher
is kicking in the air like, get him, get him, get him.
Yeah, with her arms like this.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, you got him. Whoa, you. It's like, what are you doing, you idiot?
They said that the weather was outside was so bad, and so that they had to do something during recess to entertain the children. So they did a little fight club.
According to the Adventure Learning Center in St. Louis, they say, well, this is a one-day fight club.
Yeah.
Because the weather was bad. It's a one-day. One-day, my... What are you talking about? You got these kids fighting. And boy, oh boy, when I brought this up...
Well, it's really,
that's when I had to check the microphone buttons because Jamie, oh man, her language.
Well, because I can't, you know why I can't talk about it? A, it upsets me. B, it's because I can't believe it even happened. There's experiences that your child has that you can't believe that you weren't around for or that they happened. And they're so shocking that it makes you sick to even talk about. So my son came home. We used to rent this other place while we were moving from LA, and we rented this house. And we met a lot of the neighbors. Some of the neighbors, fantastic, would never have any of this. Well, my son came home one day, and he said, I just fought little Larry, or whatever. I don't know why I'm protecting this family, but I will. He's like, I just fought little Larry. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I knew that they all had had a party. All the parents had had a party in the neighborhood.
Right.
That particular time, I didn't go because I had something else to do. But they asked if my son could come over and play with them anyway. I was like, yeah, that's great. And I'll have a built-in babysitter. It'll be fantastic, right?
Right.
Well, I guess all the parents thought it'd be great during their party if they had a little fight club with the kids. Five. They're all 5 years old. They're five.
Unbelievable.
5 years old.
And this is at a house where they're throwing a party that your kid's attending.
Uh-huh. Now, these aren't those bonker things, those weird orange little bunk, bunk, bunk things. They laced them up.
With boxing gloves.
They put boxing gloves on these kids.
Go at it.
And go at it. And my son had a red, like an abrasion, whatever you call it, you know, a mark on his face. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, oh, yeah, little Larry and I. And everybody's cheering. And all the parents were cheering and telling me to beat him and all this stuff. They used the word beat. Beat him. They cheered to my and said,
oh, I thought you were going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
Could you tell that it was right there?
Could you tell right there?
Did you notice I'm on the button?
That was weird.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it again. I'm on the button, Jamie, because I heard this off air, and did they fly.
I still don't talk to that family that had my son over. It's been a point of contention for quite a while. Everybody said that she's a really nice person, the mom is, and I overreacted, and I didn't understand because I wasn't there, and that's fine. But I've never talked to that woman again.
Here's what I don't understand. Who are these people that's saying you're overreacting? The you've got a 5-year old that went to a party and they're cheering on and they put boxing gloves on 5-year olds and let them beat each other or at least take swings enough that your son comes home with a blemish on his face. Yeah. Okay? Yes. That's enough to set me off. Yeah. Okay? This kid didn't have a say-so in it. Even if he didn't want to fight, they are the ones who encouraged him with the peer pressure, the parents, the other kids are doing it. He didn't know what he was doing. And you're the one overreacting?
Well, and even at 5 years old, I would never put the words or the mentality in my son's little brain of, beat him up at five. I would never say that to my son. I would never tell him to go up to an animal or a child or beat him up. No.
Look, I don't have a problem with full contact sports and all that. You know, some people do and goes. And
yeah,
I
but
find
there's
that,
still sportsmanship.
Yeah, but it's still sportsmanship, and it's got coaches, and you learn how to do it the right way or whatever. But in an environment like this, and you just got kids that you throw in there with gloves on, and when you watch this video out of St. Louis of this daycare center, you'll get sick at your stomach.
Well, that
because
little guy is just,
this poor little kid, I got a kid in daycare. I can't even imagine this.
Yeah.
And this poor little kid gets pummeled. And you can tell that the guy on top or the kid on top, he's 5 years old too, but boy, I don't know if he's a bully, but he's a brute.
You'd be shocked at the text right now coming in. So some people saying, you know, they agree with us and that whole point of the daycare. Other people are like, he probably wanted to fight. He was like, probably the kid wanted to fight and said, yeah, let's all fight. You don't know until he started getting beaten up. And then somebody else like, you need to just get over it. Jamie, you're raising a boy. That's how you make him tough. He needs to know how to fight. The world is tough. He doesn't need to know at five. He doesn't.
Not at five.
No, nope.
I'm not sure you ever need to know how to fight.
Well, I put him in Taekwondo, and that was cool, but that is a really cool way to teach your kid how to fight because they never fight.
I got one fight in my life. One fight.
But, I mean, they never fight. It's all about respect, you know, in Taekwondo and karate and all that. It's like, I mean, they respect their teachers or their masters so much, and they never fight anybody.
I get that. Yeah. That's a lot more, you know, it's organized. It's taught the right way. But what I'm saying is this is why do you ever have to get to the point of people, just in public, whatever, in any atmosphere, why do you have to get to the point of a fight?
Well, nobody knows why. It escalates to that point. I mean, in a perfect world, we wouldn't fight. But remember that one girl that was drunk and came over the table at me? I was like, I'm a mom. I don't fight.
Sean, have you ever been in a fight?
God. Oh, yeah. I've been in a lot of fights.
Really?
Yes.
You're a scrapper, huh?
I was a scrapper because I just didn't like being made fun of. So we'll throw some fights.
Oh, this turned ugly.
This feels like this points at you.
Yeah, this really does.
I feel like he wants to fight you.
Yeah, I think that we should get some Hulk gloves, maybe.
I feel like he wants to. I think he has some aggression towards you.
I'd take you out so quick.
Oh, this is fun. I want to watch this.
I would, yes.
Do you think you could? Let me think about this.
Your one fight gave you the experience you need.
Taunting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, taunting.
Oh, no. I didn't say I didn't box. I did box. That's not considered fighting. I'm talking straight fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want to know something sad? Hey, Dylan, how much do you weigh?
Oh, no. 155.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Dylan, how much do you weigh?
115 at the most.
Dylan. Dylan,
I weigh more than I ever
Dylan,
have in my entire
Dylan,
life.
Dylan, you weigh 115. Anyway, Dylan weighs 115.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. He can knock both of you out.
Oh, easy. Whoa. It wouldn't even be a competition.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're that instigator. You are that instigator. You're the one that's even started. You're just like those teachers in St. Louis, Jamie.
I'm just saying, fight club
you're,
right here
you're
now.
You're no different
fight
than
club
the people
right
who force
the boxing gloves.
Dylan can take 115. Dylan can take you both out.
I'm on my way in there.
On myself.
Okay. You know what? I'm coming in there. I'll be right there, okay?
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.